Books on Tape presents A Woman in Charge, The Life of Hillary Rodham Clinton, by Carl Bernstein. Read by Robertson Dean. Prologue. What I did and said in the next days and weeks would influence not just Bill's future and mine, but also America's. As for my marriage, it hung in the balance, too. And I wasn't at all sure which way the scale would, or should, tip. Hillary Rodham Clinton, Living History. At noon on February 12, 1999, Hillary Rodham Clinton, wearing sensible pants, a simple top, flat shoes, and a smile, strode into her sitting room with its majestic view of the Capitol's Great Mall. The meeting she was about to convene would change the course of her life, and, to an extent yet to be determined, the history of her country. Since the day she had met Bill Clinton in 1970, she had stood by her man through all manner of harrowing twists and turns, including, most famously and most recently, the national out-of-body experience known as the Lewinsky Affair, on this day reaching its long-overdue denouement. More than a year had passed since she and the country had first heard the name Monica Lewinsky, a year in which her world had been turned upside down, and Washington with it. Now, Hillary Clinton was about to cut loose, though not from her marriage, necessarily, or from Washington, or from her tether to the national consciousness. Rather, a profound alteration in her relationship to all three was reaching critical mass. She was moving toward a final decision on whether to run for the United States Senate from the state of New York, where she had never lived, and to become the first lady to run for office. Downstairs in the Oval Office, the president was receiving reports from aides glued grimly to television.